Part 6, The Phone Call. The phone rang as Tabitha Barnett was just stepping out of the shower. She considered for a moment answering it, but decided against it. There couldn't be anything happening on a Sunday morning that would make her run through the house naked just to answer a phone. She proceeded to dry off and started wrapping her hair in a towel when the answering machine beeped on and the recording started, allowing her to screen the call. She opened the bathroom door a little wider so she could at least identify the caller.
Mom? It's me, Tina?
A small voice came out of the speaker, sounding very distant and metallic. Tabitha craned her head outside the bathroom door, wondering what her daughter could be calling about. It had only been an hour since she last saw her, and she wasn't due to call for another 3 hours.
Mom, please pick up. It's Tina,
the voice pleaded. She must be calling from her cell phone, judging by the background static. Tabitha felt the hair on the back of her neck stand up as she left the bathroom and started her walk towards the phone.
Mom, are you there? I need you. Please, Mom, I need you to help.
And her daughter's voice was cut off. Tabitha was now in full run, ignoring the towel falling as she reached for the phone. The desperation in her daughter's voice made her pick up her pace. Something was wrong. Just as she extended her hand to pick up the receiver, a man's voice came over the receiver. Her hand froze. Ms. Barnett, the male voice started, pronouncing Miss as Ms. The contempt was clear. I suggest you pick up this phone unless you want all my friends to rape your daughters again. Her hand flew to the receiver and ripped it up.
Who is this? She demanded.
The man who just ass-fucked 2 of your daughters, came the reply.
This is not funny, Tabitha said.
This is not a joke, the man countered. Now listen up. We have your little girls. They are sitting here in front of me and all my friends. They are quite naked and looking quite sexy. Tabitha felt her heart freeze at the thought of strange men doing things to her babies.
Who is this?
Doesn't matter, Tabitha. Yes, I know your name. I know where you live. I've got all the information that I need, the man began.
My husband, she interrupted.
Is in the middle of divorce proceedings. And if what Tina says is true at all, I believe he'd sooner see things my way. Now, to the meat of the matter. Why am I calling you? Why would I call their mother when I had her little girls? Can't be money. At least not yet. Maybe after the divorce comes through and you get the settlement for the house. Maybe then, but not now. So, you tell me, why would I call you? The voice inquired.
Because you're a sick son of a bitch, Tabitha replied before she could censor herself.
Now see, you shouldn't have done that. Just for that, I'm going to make your daughter, your 9-year-old, innocent Tina, get on her knees and suck my cock while I talk to you, the voice stated. Tina, you know what to do.
Tabitha heard her daughter sob in the background, following by a few seconds of silence. The man then inhaled and let out a slight groan.
Your daughter... Oh, she sure can suck a good cock, lady.
The phone was filled with sucking sounds. She had heard her daughter whimper in her sleep with the measles and with nightmares. Tabitha knew that Tina indeed was on the other end of that phone, probably with that man's penis in her mouth. Tabitha felt her heart shatter and her knees go wobbly. She collapsed by the bar where the phone was.
Now, pay very close attention. I'm going to tell you why I called you. Are you ready?
The man asked. Tabitha could only whimper in response.
I'll take that as a yes. The reason I called is simple. I wanted you to know what I was doing to your daughters. I wanted you to know, without a doubt, that I had your baby girls and I had done things to them. My friends and I have used them in ways that would make career whores blush, the voice grated, in between slight moans and groans and sudden intakes of breath. I guess you could say I was cruel. See, I understand your ex-husband. Tina's told me about the little games he would play with her and the way you forcing him out. You took away their daddy.
That was not a nice thing, the man said. Then away from the phone, she heard, "Slow down, Tina. I don't want to come just yet."
Why are you doing this? Tabitha demanded, her mind racing for what to do. She hadn't ever even thought that such a thing could happen and couldn't even begin to rationalize a plan of action. She just stood there naked, holding the phone to her ear, the towel long since forgotten around her ankles.
Because I have always had a fantasy. Well, I've always had lots of fantasies, but there is one that is very special that I want to share with you, and it will mean telling you why I called. The man started. Again, the voice came away from the phone, and she heard the man give instructions to her daughter to just suck his balls and asshole for a while. Don't forget to stroke me, too.
What is your fantasy? Tabitha asked, dreading whatever the answer could possibly be. Obviously, the man had no morals to speak of if he could force himself onto young children without a thought.
Hold that thought, Tabby, the man responded. He groaned into the phone. Oh, goddamn, but your daughter sucks a good dick. You know, I really wish you could see her big blue eyes framed by her golden hair. Her soft cheeks puffed out as my cock slips into her mouth. I don't know if you taught her this or not, but it really is quite something.
Just tell me your fucking fantasy and leave my daughter alone so she can come home, Tabitha blurted. This man was enjoying the anguish he was putting her through. She had to find a way to end it and end it now. Whatever his fantasy is, I don't care, Tabitha thought. Anything to get my daughter back. Tabitha steeled herself for anything the man might say, but what came next chilled her to the very bone and turned her blood cold.
She is already home. We're on her bed right now, the man replied.
Tabitha felt her heart leap into her throat.
I don't believe you.
Why don't you come have a look? The man taunted.
Tabitha dropped the phone where she stood and bolted across the room and down the hallway. She took the stairs two at a time in her panic and came to a screeching halt outside Tina's room. The door was closed as Tina left it nowadays. The girl had just started keeping a diary and was very protective of her privacy, a trust which she wouldn't think of betraying. She listened at the door for a split second, then opened it. The room was just as it was this morning, with one major change. There was a large, naked man reclined across the bed, sitting on the end, with his legs draped over either side of her daughter's kneeling body. Tina's shoulders flinched when the door opened, and she saw the back of the young child's neck go red with embarrassment. But her head kept moving up and down, licking something, and Tabitha knew what even though she couldn't see. The cell phone she had given her daughter this morning was laying on the floor. The man must have dropped it while she was coming up the stairs. He had Tina's ponytail gripped in one fist, guiding the girl's face in his crotch, moving it up and down and across for her to lick and suck wherever he wanted to feel her tongue and mouth. The other hand held a large knife to the girl's throat. A sob escaped Tina's body, still clad in her Girl Scout uniform, but it was muffled by the man's balls that must have been in her mouth at the moment. Tabitha's heart broke at the image and only then became very aware of her own nakedness.
"Nice snatch. I've always loved redheads," the man said as he pulled on Tina's ponytail and the child opened her mouth to accept his cock.
She couldn't bring herself to cover her nudity, her daughter's actions shaming her to the very core of her modesty. She fell against the door jamb and started to slide down as conflicting emotions fought for control over her body.
"Now, where were we?" the man asked, sliding the girl's head up and down on his cock, feeling the tip go deep into her mouth and enter the top of her throat.
He would rest and pull up as he felt her gag reflex opening. Didn't want to come too early, and he knew that if he dropped his cock into the kid's throat, come he would.
"Your fantasy," Tabitha whispered, already knowing what was going to follow.
"Well, as of this morning, I had several fantasies. One was to throat fuck a young girl. Did that. Another was to fuck a couple of twins. Did that too. The other fantasy I have, currently that is to watch a mother and daughter fuck each other," the man said.
She shook her head slowly. She couldn't do it. She couldn't bring herself to even think about it, no matter before you refuse. I want to remind you that you have two other daughters and they are younger than this one.
"Oh my God," was all she could say before all manner of image flooded her brain of what her two babies could be going through. "Where?" she started.
"With some friends of mine. They're alive and safe for now," he replied.
"Are they? Did you?" Tabitha asked, unable to form words.
"Fuck them? Oh yeah, I fucked them. Good and hard. Even shot some of my cum in their mouths. Don't know which one. You know they look a lot alike," he said with a grin.
He started moving Tina's head further down his cock and into her throat. The girl's back flexed in response each time, her hand moving to his thighs for purchase as she endured this slow assault on her throat. She was crying actively now, her sobs hidden by the grown-up's penis in her mouth and throat. The man's coarse, curly hair between his legs had rubbed her chin and lips raw, and there were lines down her face where tears and left residue salt on her skin.
"You, ma, son of a..."
Careful. You don't want to insult the man who has a knife to your daughter's throat now, do you?" the man asked.
"No," was all she could reply.
"No what?"
For a second, she didn't know the answer, but then it came to her.
"No, sir."
"Wrong. No, master. Is that clear?" the man inquired.
"Yes," she said.
"Yes, what?"
the man started.
"Yes, master,"
she said, trying desperately to contain herself.
"Now, since you're already on your knees, I want you to crawl over here and lift your daughter's skirt," he said, still moving her daughter's head up and down his cock.
She saw Tina grip his thighs in response to his command. The young girl must be bracing herself for a nightmare. Tabitha felt her stomach churn, not knowing what to do, but obey. She fell forward onto her hands and pushed herself into a crawling position. She looked up and saw that Tina's uniform had been torn, and the front was streaked with a variety of liquids. In that split second, she knew she saw blood, and her mind raced. She also saw dried semen, or what must have been semen, for it was flaky and white across the girl's blouse and vest. The grown woman crawled over to her daughter, and sitting back on her haunches, reached out and raised the hem of her daughter's skirt. She saw her daughter's bottom, and she felt her bile rise in her throat. The last time Tabitha had seen Tina's bare bottom had been only a week ago, when they went swimming at a mutual friend. All three of her girls had changed with her in the booth, and her child's bottom had been smooth and unmarred by anything. The sight before her was not the same. It was red, and she could see the bruised and torn sphincter. There were streaks of blood, and she also saw the same streaks of residue semen on her daughter's crotch. She sobbed in frustration, knowing what was coming.
"Lick her," was all the man said.
Tina's eyes opened wide and craned up to see the man whose cock was buried in her throat, and saw he was looking back down at her. She felt the knife edge against her throat and knew she shouldn't move without his permission. She also felt her mommy behind her and heard her sob. A few seconds passed, and Jimbo pulled her head up, sliding the cock out of her throat and allowing her to breathe.
"Squat down further. Give your mommy better access," he said as he pushed the girl's head between his legs.
The child pushed her bottom up.
"Spread your cheeks, slut," he commanded, and grinned as the 9-year-old reached around to her ass and pulled it open, displaying her ravaged ass to her mother. "Lick her, or I slit her throat, bitch," the man said.
Tina's face was behind pressed down into the carpeted floor of her bedroom, and she felt something warm and wet touch her bottom. She knew without a doubt it was her mother's tongue. Her mommy's tongue was licking her butthole. She felt her mom's ragged breath across the sensitive skin of her butt, and the wet, warm tongue moved around, and she also felt her mom's teeth when she sobbed really hard. Tina's mind whirled at what was happening. This was worse, that having all those men hurt her. Having her mom lick her between her legs and lick her butthole. Having mommy forced to do that was too hard to even think about. Tabitha's taste buds revolted at the taste of her daughter's ass. She recognized the taste of semen from the time she used to let her husband come in her mouth. But there was more than one taste of semen. She also tasted the blood from her torn hole, and Tina flinched every time her tongue made contact with her bruised backside. She heard the man chuckle and looked up over the tailbone of her daughter to the man still sitting on the bed. He was leaning over a knife still held to her daughter's throat.
"Tell your mommy not to forget your pee hole. Isn't that what you called it?"
the man asked.
"Yes, Jimbo, it's my pee hole. Mommy, lick it. Lick my pee hole."
And then she burst into fierce tears as her mommy's tongue slid down and touched her there, inside her. And her mommy's nose brushed her butthole. Her mommy was crying too. She could feel the ragged breaths puffing her lips out down there.
"That's it. Keep doing that. Now I'm going to let go of your daughter's head. Don't you stop licking her cunt. Remember your twins, okay?
Tabitha nodded her head, keeping her tongue inside her 9-year-old daughter. She would be able to endure this, as bad and horrible as it was, in order to keep her daughter safe. She had to trust this man. She didn't know why, she just knew she did.
Jimbo leaned back and started stroking himself, keeping the knife in his hand. The show before him was by far one of the most erotic things he had ever thought about. Watching a sexy woman lick the raped asshole of her preteen daughter. Despite 2 explosive orgasms already today, he could feel his balls tighten as another load got ready. He held off. He knew where this one was going.
"Hey, Tabby, come here. Lay up here on the bed," the man said.
Tabitha kept licking her daughter's ravaged pussy for a few seconds, not realizing who he was talking to. The man lifted one of his legs and kicked the small of the child's back, forcing her butt and crotch into the grown woman's mouth, banging her teeth against the sore crotch of her daughter. She reeled back and looked up.
"Come here and spread your legs. I want to show your daughter something."
Tabitha stood up and crossed, watching the hand with the knife warily. She got into her daughter's bed and laid back. It was a little too small for her, and her feet planted on either side of the man's back. She thought for an instant of kicking the man in the back of the head, but the smiling faces of Cindy and Sandy stopped her. She could only hope they were alive and not too badly hurt by this madman and his friends. Tina felt the man grip her by the ponytail again and lift her up. Her body followed, almost used to this method of transportation. She brought herself to a crouching height in front of Jimbo, who got up and moved between her mommy's legs and pulled her next to him.
"Spread your lips, Mommy," Jimbo said, in a high, innocent voice, clearly trying to hurt her as much as possible.
Tina saw her mommy reach between her legs and pull them open. She started crying again, completely embarrassed by exposing herself like this to her daughter.
"That's the hole you came from, Tina. Did you know that?" he asked.
"Yes," the child responded quickly and quietly. She had learned about something very basic biology last summer in science.
"You want to get a closer look? Maybe give it a taste?"
Jimbo asked. Even though he was asking, Tina had learned that there was no option. "Yes, I do. May I?" Tina requested.
"May you what?" Jimbo responded.
"May I lick my mommy's pussy?" Tina asked.
"Call it her cunt and you can," the man said, grinning. His cock was throbbing. Tina could feel it move against the outer part of her thigh.
"Can I lick my mommy's cunt?"
the child asked and leaned forward and buried her face into her mother's crotch.
Tabitha couldn't believe the exchange that just took place between her legs, and her senses overloaded at the feelings happening in her pussy. Never really liking oral sex, especially having anyone between her legs, even her husband, had never thrilled her. Now she was forced to endure the feeling of her 9-year-old daughter's tongue writhing around inside her labia and over her clit. The sensation was everything but pleasurable. The man stood up and got behind her daughter. She locked eyes with him over the head of her daughter, licking away at her crotch. The moment stretched on as he didn't move his gaze away. He got into position, holding himself up with one arm, the hand with the knife balancing his body weight. His other hand reached down and aimed his cock at her daughter's asshole. Jimbo felt his cockhead slip around the asshole of the young child. It was lubed with blood and her mother's saliva, and the muscles had already been torn and were loose from the repeated rapes earlier. Her sphincter popped open and almost grabbed the head of his cock with the slightest pressure. Jimbo's eyes crossed a little bit as he dropped his weight and buried the full shaft of his cock into the preteen asshole. He felt the rim grip the shaft and rub it as he slipped in, dropping all the way to his balls, which slapped against the child's bloody lips. Tina's whole body reacted to being anally raped again, and her mouth moved up from her mommy's hole to her clit and bounced there as the man started thrusting in and out of her butthole. Tabitha felt her daughter's teeth scrape her clit and her tongue ram into her labia as the man shoved his adult penis into the young child. The motion continued for what seemed an eternity, first slow and long, then speeding up. She felt Tina whimper into the lips between her legs as the apparent pain of having her prepubescent frame pushed open by the large cock of the grown man. She also noticed her daughter had slid her arms underneath her thighs and was holding on, leaving pressure marks in her flesh as she endured the assault. The man started slamming into her daughter, and Tina gave up all attempts at licking her mother, instead laying her head down by the pubic patch and riding the ramming motion back and forth. Then, before Tabitha could even process what was happening, the man had pulled his penis out of her daughter's asshole and was walking over to her, knife in hand.
"Suck it. Make me come," the man said as he stepped onto the bed and dropped his full weight on Tabitha's chest.
His cock bounced in her field of vision and tapped her nose and lips, leaving a residue in blood and other fluids from her child's ass. The wind knocked out of her as his weight pressed down onto her lungs, and she felt the knife get planted onto her neck. He angled the cock head onto her lips, and the smell was rancid.
"Think of Cindy and Sandy and suck my cock," the man said.
She opened her jaw and placed her lips around the head and felt him start to stroke it. The taste of the head, only moments before buried into her daughter's bowels, was unthinkable, her mind shutting it out, waiting for this man to shoot so maybe he will leave them alone and give her back her daughters. She felt his fist ram against her lips and chin, jerking himself off. She felt Tina get up off the bed, pulling her arms from under her thighs. She thought quickly out to her daughter to run, unable to say anything as the foul cock was still inside her mouth and the fist slamming into her lips.
"Tina, don't you fucking do anything. I got the knife to your mommy's throat, and I still have your sisters. Come here, lay next to mommy,"
he said, his speech breaking up with his imminent orgasm. Tina walked around and laid her head next to her mother. She looked at her mommy, who had closed her eyes, and Tina saw the blood-covered penis placed inside her mouth as Jimbo stroked it back and forth. His hips moved and he leaned forward a little, and Tina saw her mommy's cheeks poof out. She had seen that already today and knew that Jimbo was dumping his stuff into his mommy's mouth. Sure enough, after a second, a stream of fluid peeped out of the corner of her mother's mouth and ran down.
"Hold it. Hold it, bitch. Don't swallow," the man said, and Tabitha halted the motion.
She wondered why he would make her hold it. She thought all men liked when you swallowed.
"Open up,"
he said, and Tabitha opened her mouth, feeling the warm, gooey liquid filling her mouth and her tongue covered with the salty taste.
Lap it out, Tina, he said,
and her daughter moved up, and Tabitha felt her daughter's tongue probe into her mouth, licking at the man's cum sitting in her mouth. Their tongues brushed, and Tabitha felt her daughter lap some of the semen out. The cum would slosh out of her mouth and run down her cheeks and chin, and Tina would chase after it, trying to catch it all. Maybe this time Jimbo would be satisfied. The man got off Tabitha's chest, walked around the bed, and picked up the cell phone.
"Play with it. I got a call to make," he said simply.
And mother and daughter licked each other's tongues, letting their rapist semen move from one mouth to the other, both thinking that maybe this will be the end. Maybe this will help save Cindy and Sandy. While Tina and her mom swapped his cum on the young girl's bed, Jimbo dialed the phone.
"Hello?" The voice on the other end answered. "Hi, it's me. We gotta talk," Jimbo said.
Both mother and daughter looked up, semen and saliva coating their faces as Jimbo turned around and left the room, closing the door.